Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Finney reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Williams scores. Fox scores. There goes Tabor trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it, throws to second, with Appling covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. QL scores. Appling moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Mike Riba now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. Lyons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Lyons scores. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabor bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Tabor moves to second. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Tabor scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-1 in the game. Riba bunts towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riba for the out. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lottigiani bunts in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Tabor bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.